With us now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for being with us and give us your view of this market here today.
Good afternoon, Frank. It's a interesting market here after the close. As you pointed out, Google was up over 50 points, and that's stimulated a buying interest in many of the other high-cap Internet stocks, which are all up. Baidu is up 3 points and so on across the board. So that's a pretty good positive. The earnings were tremendous at Google and will be very a positive factor going forward tomorrow, in my opinion.
All right. Well, that is very significant. That Google stock soaring after hours, up more than $50, up around 584 last time I checked it here. Give us your view of this market, again, with the debt crisis still very much hovering in the background, with the Treasury Secretary commenting today, and we're hearing almost every day from the president and the congressional leadership, and we'll be getting an update on that very shortly. But how do you think this is going to play out, and what impact will this have on the stock market?
Well, over the near term, I believe that the budget difference of opinions will play out and will not get to a point where we actually have a default. I believe there will be some concessions made on both sides relative to reduction of expenditures and also relative to taxes. The increase in taxes prospectively will be the most painful part of it, but nevertheless, I see that being solved. The European situation, however, is a much longer-term situation, and I believe the rumors and the actualities of what goes on in Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy, and Ireland, and so on, will continue. And I wouldn't doubt that there will be some forms of bankruptcy or debt defaults amongst one or more of those countries, which will have, in turn have a negative impact upon our markets.
And certainly, as this drama has been playing out, the precious metals have rebounded. Gold hitting another all-time high, even though the dollar did firm during the session today. Gold moved up nearly $4 at a new record high at $1,589.30 an ounce. What's your view on the precious metals at this point?
I believe the precious metals have done a lot better than I've been projecting, and I'm not a fan of the precious metals at this point in time. I believe that gold and silver are fully priced, and I understand the reasons for the increase in values and prices as a safety measure, particularly when you look at interest rates with the Treasury bill, the 10-year Treasury bill being only 2.9%. This is one of the alternatives, and it looks like the gold may become prospectively even higher priced, but it would be very speculative in my opinion.
Do you think the recovery is self-sustaining, as Bernanke seems to think at this point, holding back on a QE3 plan? Do you think the market will be self-sustaining without the Fed's help?
I believe that the Fed's help would be a negative event, frankly. I think the market loses confidence with that artificial temporary help going on. I believe that the industry situation is very positive. Efficiencies have increased. Productivity has increased. And therefore, earnings, we're going to see that now for the next few days and a couple of weeks. We're going to see very good earnings for a lot of companies during the second quarter. And I believe that prospectively for the third and fourth quarter, we're going to see good earnings as well. So that's very positive for the market, again, offset by the international financial dilemmas that we discussed earlier.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour. The Dow down 54 points at the bell. We're at 12,437. NASDAQ down 34, 2,763. And the S&P 500 down 9 at 1,309. The yield in the 10-year note at 2.95%. Oil pulling back more than $2, back to $95.69 a barrel. Gold, as I mentioned, eked out a new record high today, up $3.80 at $1,589.30 an ounce. It did get as high as $1,594.90 during the trading day today. And silver popping higher again today of 54 cents at $38.69 an ounce.